Women Transforming Cities does a lot of work for women and girls living in cities, and we partnered with the UN Habitat on what are called the Urban Thinkers Campuses. So we held 6 events over the last year, consulting with women and girls on their priorities for, as cities develop, and both spatially and socially.
Just speaking, I mean, from your own experience in Vancouver, obviously a beautiful, you know, world city. Just talk about what the issues are there that you think are relevant to, you know, a big global gathering like this, looking at the future of world cities.
In Vancouver and in Canada, we have a large Indigenous population who have been marginalized for many decades. And in the last couple of years, there has been a decided push to reconcile with the Indigenous population. There is a disproportionate level of violence against Indigenous women and girls. So I was able to really connect with the Indigenous women of Ecuador and talk to them about their experiences and our experiences working closely with Indigenous women in Vancouver on those issues.
And do you find parallels between the experience of women in a country like Ecuador and in Canada? Obviously, two very different countries.
Yes, they are very different. We have been working on finding common ground because the New Urban Agenda only has 175 paragraphs. If it was really going to be covering all the diversity of all the women and girls or all the people in the world, there would be many more paragraphs. However, all women face issues around domestic violence and violence out on the streets, harassment. All women face the wage gap. And
are these factors particularly acute in cities? I mean, is that something which we can say now?
Well, I think in Canada, 85% of the population live in cities. So it's kind of a moot point, yes. Majority of that occurs in cities.
And there are more and more people around the globe becoming city dwellers.
Correct. So yes, the attention on cities is an important one, although especially here in Ecuador, we're talking a lot about rural-urban linkages, and with that, food security. So yeah, and there was some very interesting discussion around territory, partly as it pertains to land and partly as it pertains to women's bodies and how, and so the first territory of women is their own bodies, and so often they're violated.
And does the New Urban Agenda address enough the issues of Indigenous women and women in general?
No, it does not. It does more than the first draft, but you know, we are disappointed. Women's organizations internationally are disappointed that the New Urban Agenda does not address more issues and priorities of women and girls. However, we are looking forward now to the implementation phase, and our plans are to be very, very active actors in that phase.